This is Dr. Ross, the Believer's Doctor, and you are listening to the Believer's Medicine Podcast, where we use the Word of God to improve our health and discuss contemporary topics in medicine, as well as ways to prevent common diseases such as diabetes, high blood pressure, stroke, and various cancers. Remember, medicine is a rapidly changing field. Therefore, the information contained within this show may have changed by the time you are listening to this podcast. Also, this podcast should be used for educational purposes only and not to diagnose or treat a particular symptom or illness. If you have questions regarding a disease or symptom, please consult your doctor. Let's get started. Today, I would like us to talk about treatment for major depressive disorder. Now, depression is one of the most common psychological illnesses in the world, with far-reaching effects stretching across ethnicities, genders, and all age groups. Major depression is a formidable opponent that can impact our lives greatly, as well as those who are closest to us. In the battle against depression, it is important to know when to use therapy, medications, or both. More importantly, it is essential to know we have a comforter in Jesus. Now, major depression can be treated in many ways. One way to treat depression is with psychotherapy. Psychotherapy is typically known as therapy to most of us. It involves speaking with a trained professional about our feelings and decisions. A psychotherapist is more than just a listening ear. A psychotherapist helps you work through your pain and confusion in an effort to help you make better decisions and find resolve and acceptance. There are several techniques a psychotherapist can use during a therapy session. One of the most common and effective therapy methods is called cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT. With CBT, therapists help others identify and correct distorted and poorly adaptive beliefs. CBT uses education, relaxation techniques, coping skills training, and stress management to help others reach concrete personal goals in therapy. Those who do well with CBT are generally highly motivated and find value in problem solving. CBT requires those who participate to use the skill of self-observation and correction. Major depression can also be treated with medications called SSRIs, or selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. Serotonin is a hormone that is thought to regulate mood. Low levels of serotonin are thought to be responsible for the symptoms of depression. SSRIs help to increase the natural levels of serotonin in the body. Examples of SSRIs include paroxetine and venlafaxine. In essence, there are many types of SSRIs, too many to list. Major depression is best treated with a combination of psychotherapy and medications, but when symptoms are mild, it is your choice whether to be treated with therapy alone or medication alone. When symptoms are severe and impact daily function, a strong consideration should be given to medications, as well as therapy being used together. Therefore, if you are considering starting a medication for depression, speak with your doctor. Before considering medications for depression, it is important to know if your feelings of depression are related to another condition such as grief, or if you have true major depressive disorder. Major depression is a label that we should not give ourselves, nor own. It is best for your doctor to determine if you have true major depression and have a possibility for the need of medication or therapy. Even when diagnosed with major depression by a doctor, listen to them, Obey their instructions, but do not own this disease. Instead, release it to Jesus and believe the chains of depression have already been broken. Remember, Jesus tells us, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Matthew 28:20. Therefore, in your moments of heartache and depression, he is with you. We serve the God of all comfort. See 2 Corinthians 1:3. There is a life full of joy and fulfilled promises beyond your depression. You are closer than you realize. I can't wait to see you there. Just believe. Thank you for listening to our podcast on treatment for major depression. Remember, you can follow us on Instagram or Facebook. You can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. You can find out more about us at thebelieversdoctor.com. I'll see you soon.